Hey there. You're listening to This Song, the podcast where artists talk about the songs that formed and transformed them. I'm your host, Elizabeth McQueen, and in this episode of This Song, you'll hear from singer and songwriter Jenny Lewis. But before we get started, I want to let you know that KUTX, the radio station where we make this podcast, is on the cusp of our spring fundraiser. It officially starts on Saturday, January 6th, but you don't have to wait until then because we are running an early bird special. From now until midnight on April 8th, if you join us as a member at the $10 a month level, you can get our cool KUTX t-shirt plus two plastic pint glasses. The t-shirt has this awesome logo on it with grackles and a radio control tower, and it was designed by the chain stitching powerhouses over at Fort Lonesome. All of us here at the station got cool jean jackets with that same logo chain stitched on the back. So when you get your t-shirt, we'll be like matching. I'll post a link to the early word special on the show notes page for this podcast at kutx.org. And you know who else has some incredible Fort Lonesome clothing? Jenny Lewis. They made her this like really dope weed inspired cowboy outfit a couple years ago. And Jenny Lewis, you may know who she is, but you may not. So let me tell you, she's a singer and a songwriter who's had a long career. Like, she started acting when she was 3. In the late 90s, she left acting to concentrate on music. She played in the band Rilo Kiley until around 2014. She's collaborated with tons of people. You may have heard her work with the Postal Service. And since 2006, she's also been releasing music under her own name. Her latest solo record is called On the Line, and it just came out. And lyrically, Lewis explores love and lust and death, you know, all the things that make life, life. Lewis went into the studio with this, like, incredible band. She brought in some of the greatest players in American music. Her keyboard player was Ben Montench, who's one of the founding members of Tom Petty's band, The Heartbreakers. Don Was played bass. Don Was is also a producer. He produced Bonnie Raitt's Nick of Time and my favorite B-52 records, Cosmic Thing. Jim Keltner plays the drums. And my husband, Dave, he's a drummer. And Jim Keltner is his favorite drummer. Like, Jenny Lewis put it in perspective for me. She was like, Jim Keltner played on Imagine. Ringo Starr came in and did some double drumming on some songs. I mean, for real. Jenny Lewis had an awesome backing band on this new record. And you can hear it. There's like this driving, pulsing low end. It's definitely a record that you feel energetically as much as you hear, if that makes sense. And the end result, well, let's just say that On the Line is the kind of record I need now. Something that's talking about this weird, complex world in a way that makes me feel like that's what I want. I spoke to Jenny Lewis recently when she was in Austin for South by Southwest, and she told me about a song that she heard pretty recently, actually.
Well, I've chosen a song by Alice Coltrane called Govinda Jai Jai. About a year ago, I was on a road trip with my friend Jim James and a dear friend of ours, Gary Burden, and his wife Janice. And we were on a little trip up north, and we each had something we had to do. Jim had to speak at a TED Talk in Reno. I had to pick up a little antique table from the 1930s in the Bay Area. And our friend Gary had to go pick up some grass. So we combined our 3 missions together and went on this beautiful road trip where Jim was the driver and the DJ. And he played this record for me. We were driving through California, which is so beautiful, and we were with our best friend, Gary, who passed away a month later. So this memory is very potent for me because that was our last trip with Gary, who brought us together as friends and was also a great conduit between the younger generation of musicians and the older generation of musicians. Gary was an album cover designer, and he designed all of Neil Young's album covers. So On the Beach is a Gary Burden cover. And he, throughout the years, was the bridge between the two worlds. So I met Jim Keltner through Gary Burden, Robbie Robertson, Neil. Gary was just like this incredible presence and friend and connector of people. So yeah, this is a very potent memory, listening to this beautiful spiritual music as the landscape unfolded before us. And it was so amazing. It was Gary's last road trip. And we saw snow-capped mountains. We drove through the oil fields and the desert plains. We saw the ocean. We drove through the mountains. I mean, it was just incredible. We saw 5 brilliant sunsets. It was as if the California was showing itself to Gary for the last time. I like pop music, and I think it serves a purpose, but I personally am looking for something that has a deeper meaning or the secret to existence, because I think we're all kind of fumbling through life and trying to figure out how to do things. So music, I think, can be a clue as to how to live.
Is there something that song tells you about how to live?
Well, in the moment, it helped me to be present. And I think the lack of storytelling in English helps with that, because you're not listening to the lyric and then comparing it to your own experience. You know, there's tambourines, and you can hear many people singing. You know, it's almost like a chant. It's just this sound and energy captured on tape. And Alice Coltrane is so interesting, because she was a jazz musician. She was one of the few harpists in jazz music. She was a band leader in the early 1960s, a female band leader, which was pretty uncommon at that time.
An African-American female band leader.
So she began with the jazz form, and then throughout her life and her two marriages, and after John Coltrane passed away, she sort of retreated into herself and had to lean on spirituality to get through it.
And that kind of became what she ended up doing musically, right? Because the music that you chose is from the period of her life when she was making spiritual music, right?
Yeah, I don't know if she completely abandoned jazz, but yeah, what I like about the sound of this record in particular is that there are some sort of jazz voicings, but then there's an element of like synthesizers and spirituality and chanting. So it's not just like the straight, crunchy, hippie drum circle vibe, but it's rooted in jazz music. music is energy, and music can be healing. And everyone can play music. I think every person has one great song in them, even people who aren't songwriters. Music has so many different purposes. But at this stage in my life, I'm looking for something that's a little bit nourishing or just like a slight clue to the universe.
Like I said earlier, Jenny Lewis played with an incredible group of musicians on the Line. Ben Montench on keys, Don Was on bass, and Jim Keltner on drums. And I wondered, what was it like to bring her songs to those guys?
Music is energy. And so when you come into a room with your songs, depending on how you're feeling, you're transmitting energy. And then you're getting it back from the people that you play with. So there's a question mark. You really don't know till you're in the room exchanging energy.
And what was it like in that room? Because you sang most of these live.
I did.
While playing piano, is that right?
Yes.
That's a terrifying prospect for any performer.
Well, especially if you're not a great piano player. And I'm a very percussive piano player. So I almost play it like the drums. It's like very simple. I play the roots. So I knew my feel, but then to have Jim's feel guiding the big boy pirate ship, as we call it, playing with those guys.
You called it the big boy pirate ship?
The big boy pirate ship, which is just like this power, which is why I think the record, it's a singer-songwriter record, but there's this like force underneath it. I'm about to get away.
Feel like you are now a crewmate on the Big Boy Pirate Ship? Were you a crewmate on the Big Boy Pirate Ship?
Well, that's a good question. Thank you. And I think historically I would have answered humbly and said, absolutely not. I'm merely a spectator or, what is it called when you like ship hop, like train hopping?
A stowaway.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I think I'm a crew member.
I mean, that's gotta feel good to be hanging out with Jim Keltner and be like, we belong in this room together and we should be playing together. Like,
I think
because we're making a good thing.
Well, I think the music dictated that. And I think that those men who have been playing on sessions like that for a really long time, that kind of recording doesn't happen as often as it used to, where it's a whole band set up in a room and you're tracking to tape to try to get a live version. Or at least you start out with a live version and then you tweak on it later. So I think it was very exciting for them to do this thing that they do so well, but probably haven't done in a while. You know, now we separate when we record. And you can't afford to go into a nice studio. There aren't that many studios left in the world. Everyone records at home where it's very separated and you cut the drums and the bass and then you sort of layer everything on top of it. So I think it was exciting for everyone to be creating this energy in the room. I wasted my youth.
And you guys were working in this room together and you were all you had experienced some loss. You had lost your mother, and Benmont Tench had just lost a really good friend in Tom Petty. And when you talk about, you know, music as a way to heal, did that figure into the energy that you guys were creating too? Kind of processing grief and love and all the big things that make life a thing?
Yes, of course. And I don't know if we spoke about it, but I knew Tom had passed. He passed just before my mother passed. So you could feel the energy in the room. You know, there was a melancholy feeling, and grief is really odd in that you don't know when it's gonna strike. And maybe you're numbed out for the first couple months, and then it hits you, you know, a year or two or three later. I remember when my father passed in 2010, I think it took me about 3 years to actually feel his presence. You know, like I didn't feel him, and then one day I just sort of felt him, and he just hasn't gone away since. I'm like, Dad, get out of here. This is embarrassing. I'm like, you know, I'm on a date. Get out of here. So again, energy. I think when you're open to that and you kind of channel it through your music, really unexpected things can happen.
Was it a dream under the holy cross in the valley below? A mother and child emergency behind a yellow curtain on the second floor.
And I actually didn't even make this connection until you asked me about the song that I chose. But I now realize that this was a very important part of the process and an important part of life, which then becomes a part of your work. I always thought I was looking to escape in my life and my work, but really I was looking to connect. So to be able to do that, I think that's the best version of me. And to be able to lose yourself for a moment in the music is a gift.
And this is Heads Gonna Roll from Jenny Lewis's new record, On the Line. I'll have a link to the record on the show notes page for this episode at KUTX.org, because you probably want to hear the whole thing, right? And you know what else you want to do? You want to check out On the Line online. It's a live telethon that Jenny and her friends did to promote the new record, and it's hilarious. And y'all, in one segment, they have this bass circle, like a drum circle with basses. Jim James is actually playing one of the basses, and it lasts like 10 minutes, and it's the best thing I've seen in a long time. It made me laugh, and then it put me in a trance. You can find a link to On the Line online on the show notes page for this episode, along with Jenny Lewis's tour dates, because she is going on tour and she's probably coming to a town near you, so you definitely want to check those out. And yes, music is magic, right? It has the power to heal us and connect us. And it's something we've been talking about a lot on this podcast. You can check out the last couple of episodes with Warren Hood and Amanda Palmer to hear about all the beautiful things that music can do. And I also talked to Jim James for this podcast. I'll post a link to that on the show notes page as well. And if you like this episode, we would love a rating or a review on iTunes, or for you just to tell your friend about it. We just want as many people as possible to hear these stories. And that's it. You've come to the end of another episode of This Song. This Song is a production of KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. This episode was produced by Art Levy and me, Elizabeth McQueen. Thanks to our interns, Felix Kimbrell, Emily Wilson, Wes Sims, and Simone Puglia for all their help. Thanks to Deidre Gott and Peter Babb and Todd Callahan for all they do for this podcast. And yes, it is true. Our theme song is Mahout by Austin's own Hard Proof. Right on. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.